Frank Madden, Locked On Bucks podcast. And Frank, you hear Giannis there talking about Bledsoe's game. And it seems like, I've said before, Jason Kidd tried to get him to do something more fundamental. And then Budenholzer came in and said, don't forget the fundamentals, but just go play and have fun, and we'll take the restrictions off. Go do it. And it seems like whatever button he pushed has certainly worked thus far.
Yeah, I mean, the unfortunate thing about Bledsoe's playoffs last year, and obviously, you know, plenty of talk about how disappointing he was against Terry Rozier and the Celtics, but he played well at the end of last season, last couple months, was really effective offensively. So I don't even know if the offense surprises me that much, but really, I think you got to talk about his defense first and what he's done defensively under Bud, the way that he's been engaged consistently night in and night out. You know, their scheme requires a point guard to be fighting over screens, you know, every time down the court, basically. It takes a lot of effort, and Bledsoe, I mean, his physical tools have always been there, and I think just the renewed engagement we've seen from him defensively has been a tone setter for them on that end, where they've obviously been way better. And, you know, you just look at some of the performances that, you know, Steph Curry, Damian Lillard, I mean, some of the best point guards in the league have really had basically the worst games of the year against the Bucks, and I think Bledsoe is a lot of that. And I think kind of like Giannis, you know, he's another guy who's really benefited from the fact that they've got a ton of guys who are spacing the floor around him. And, you know, his ability to get to the rim, use that athleticism, also knock down some shots when needed. We saw that last night. You know, he's playing great. He's distributing really well. And obviously it's a contract year for him. So it's a good thing for the Bucks and also a good thing for him.
Talk about Brook Lopez real quick. I mean, go back to the game in which these two teams from last night met the first time. He ended up hitting that career high 8 3-pointers last night. Not as fluid. I think it was 2 for 7, if I'm not mistaken, in that range. But his presence, he seems to have a voice there, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, I think Lopez, what he brings has been huge for the Bucks this year. You know, he's a really unique player because normally when you bring in a guy offensively who stretches the floor the way he does at the center position, you're normally giving up protection and kind of those big guy skills on the defensive end, right? You're normally not going to find a guy who protects the rim and is, you know, a 7-foot enormous guy to do what he does offensively. So he gives them the ability to stay big defensively without having to sacrifice the way they want to play offensively. And that's obviously been really huge. I mean, you know, he's not just shooting threes. I mean, he's shooting threes from, you know, 30 feet out. And so what that requires defense to do, you know, mentioned Bledsoe benefiting from that, Giannis benefiting from that. Those guys are getting the rim, you know, as well as they ever have, just because there's so much space. And obviously the fact that centers have to go out of account for Brook Lopez is a big part of that story. But, you know, also give him a lot of credit because I think defensively, you know, what he's done protecting the rim, you know, he's not a guy who grabs a lot of defensive rebounds, but he's one of the best kind of box out guys in the league. And their defensive rebounding has been a huge for last year, and you know, certainly Lopez is a big part of that story as well.
I'll tell you what, I watched the energy of this team. They play up and down, don't get me wrong, but you know, he's not Darvin Ham, but Pat Connaughton has come on, I mean, and just excited people. I mean, the way he's been able to hit threes, the fact that he kind of flies around to the basketball, he plays that hair flying behind him, sweaty kind of guy that's just that blue collar workhorse, so to speak. But that guy's been an energy and a spark to this team, hasn't he?
Yeah, and he was a guy I really didn't know what kind of role he might have when they signed him. I mean, I actually didn't realize really until they signed him that he played 82 games, almost 20 minutes per game for the Blazers last year. So he was a guy that had a real NBA role consistently every night a year ago. I'm still surprised that Portland didn't make a bigger, you know, play to keep him. But obviously their loss was the Bucks' gain. And, you know, they've got him on basically a minimum level contract this year. They've got him non-guaranteed next year as well. So, I mean, that's looking like a terrific signing because, as you said, I mean, his combination of shooting, and he's another guy who will shoot it from, you know, 30 feet out if he's open. But then also the athleticism, you know, he works off ball. We've seen him, you know, run the baseline, get passes from Giannis for dunks. And, you know, defensively, you know, I mentioned Bledsoe being a guy who has worked really hard chasing guys around screens. Connaughton's another guy who does that really well. And, you know, you look at the lineup data on the Bucks this year, I mean, you know, Connaughton, when the Bucks starters play with Connaughton, they've been much better than they have been with Brogdon. It's not, you know, still early, but, you know, I think Connaughton and Snell as well have played really well in those reserve roles off the bench, give them a lot of flexibility. So, you know, when you lose a guy like DiVincenzo, who obviously have been playing a lot, they're really not missing a beat with those two guys stepping up. And certainly, especially at the price that you got Connaughton for, you know, you have to feel really good about that. And he's a guy that I think you'd expect to see a lot of minutes for the rest of the year.
I was going to ask you about DiVincenzo. How much has he impressed you? Because we knew he could shoot. We didn't know how well he could shoot, but he seems to have handled himself almost immediately. It's he doesn't have the rookie jitter, so to speak. He's not afraid to pop it up. He's been a distributor of the basketball, but he's been also a good spark coming off the bench.
Yeah, I think the best thing you say about DiVincenzo is he's a decisive player. You know, I mean, the one thing he hasn't done is hit shots so far. I think he's like around 25% from three. I think that obviously is always a question with rookies, but certainly for him being a shooting guard, you obviously need him to eventually sort of hit at a consistent rate. But he hasn't been afraid, right? I mean, he's very decisive. He's confident. He knows he's got to get those shots up. That's what Budenholzer wants him to do. And he's had some moments defensively, like when CJ McCollum shook him. And he's had some learning moments defensively, but overall, I think, the energy, the athleticism he plays with defensively, whether it's blocking shots or getting rebounds, he's got a good court sense. And I think offensively, he's interesting because, he's not a point guard, but, his passing sense, I think he's got a real unselfish streak to him. And, again, he tries to make decisions quickly. So whether that's shoot, whether that's, take a couple of dribbles and pass, whatever it might be, I think that's let him fit in kind of more quickly than maybe, certainly I expected him to. And, Bud has obviously had a lot of confidence, giving him a lot of reps early. So we should see. I mean, he's got a lot of competition at the wing with, Connaughton, Snell, and obviously Brogdon getting a lot of minutes as well. So hopefully he'll be back soon. But certainly in the meantime, it looks like the Bucks have the depth to cope.
Talking with Frank Madden from Locked On Bucks podcast. Give me your assessment. Give me your thoughts, because I think this offseason, a lot of people kind of raised an eyebrow as to what Horst was going to, the general manager of the Bucks, was going to do. And you make some moves, you think, okay, you get it. You bring in, Budenholzer, okay, you get it. Has this, for those that might not have either had the trust or the believability factor or, whatever you want to call it, the faith in Horst to be able to get this thing kind of, off and running, has this offseason and what they've done in the early start of this season given you a lot more faith and hope in the front office that is the Milwaukee Bucks?
I think we're still kind of in the early days of figuring that out. I mean, they've got a huge summer next year. I mean, they've got 4/5 of their starters able to hit free agency between Brogdon, Bledsoe, Middleton, and Lopez. And so that's really going to be the huge challenge. I think, the biggest move the Bucks made, obviously, I think in the offseason was bringing Budenholzer in. And I think, when you look at some of the decisions, whether it was drafting DiVincenzo or getting Lopez, Ilyasova, who obviously played in Milwaukee, but also for Budenholzer in Atlanta. I mean, I think Mike Budenholzer is playing a huge role in the front office decision-making that we've seen so far. And so, he was for a time president in Atlanta of basketball operations as well. He didn't really do so well in that sort of phase of the job. So I think it's going to be interesting to see sort of how the kind of organization kind of moves forward, in terms of decision making and how they balance kind of all the competing needs. Because, the good news is right now, the Bucks window is now, right? And we talked about the future for so long, but this is a team that obviously, they're not waiting on anybody to become good at this point. They need to be competitive, year in and year out. Giannis is good enough that he can be that leading guy. So I think a lot of questions still to be answered. I think next summer they have some huge decisions to make with all those starters that are going to be hitting free agency. And, again, I don't know if they can keep all those guys. And I think certainly this summer was a positive one in terms of being able to fill out the roster with, Lopez. I think maybe they still overpaid on Ilyasova, but, Connaughton was obviously a great pickup. And we'll see with DiVincenzo if he can kind of continue to keep some of his early momentum going and continue to develop. So I think certainly the summer was a big one for the Bucks organization, and really it all started with Budenholzer. And so, fingers crossed they can kind of keep that momentum going. And, look, from an organizational perspective, you're competing with Boston, Danny Ainge, you're competing with, Masai Ujiri in Toronto. The bar is very high in the East. So I think certainly the Bucks have not proven nearly as much as those organizations. But at a minimum, obviously, you have optimism, especially with a coach like Bud.
Always good to talk, Frank. We will chat again down the road, okay?
All right. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Appreciate it so much. There you go. That is Frank Madden from Locked On Bucks podcast joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That is 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.